Hello out there, Neo Senior Service Nation. And good to have you back if you've been here before. If you haven't been here before, welcome. And those of you who are indeed just discovering us, just want you to know this is kind of a sidebar podcast that has nothing to do with my ongoing series, The Joys of Growing Old. Rather, I'm just trying to be a bit spontaneous here, and I'm calling this one Creativity for Neo Seniors on a Dreary Sunday in St. Louis. And it is the 15th of April, and it's like 37 degrees and cloudy, and it's been spitting, and the wind's kind of blowing, and it's just not at all a planting day. Today's supposed to be the historic last date for possible frost, and they're sure they got frost warnings out tonight. So I haven't done any of my outdoor planting, but anyhow, I tried to come up with a way to counterbalance this dreariness with some neo-seniors creativity of my own. So I kind of literally bored myself into getting creative and active. And this is some of the things I've done today. Not bragging, just sharing with you folks over 55 and older on what you can just grab at that's right in front of you, probably in your home, a domicile, or your apartment, wherever the heck you are, that might be that you might be able to just creatively play with or work with or touch or interact with. So I had to do some laundry, and we all do that. And I'm a single guy these days, a widower, so I don't use a lot of clothes. But what I did do is grabbed all my clothes out of my dirty laundry bucket, and then try to create a nice kind of a Zen bundle. If you look at some of the old Zen painting, the folks with the little bundles on their back, also always nicely done. Our soldiers have always done that back in the days when they were backpacking stuff, or Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, trekkers all know how to do that. So anyhow, I created a nice little Zen bundle using the largest garment or thing that I had happened to be a Henley long sleeve. And I made that Henley hold all my laundry, then tied it up into a pretty little Zen bundle, took my time with it so it was balanced, and was able to get it down the stairs real easy, and also had fun just doing the Zen bundling. Also, I was cleaning one of my, just looking at my guitar polish kit, which is a little cardboard box, which I open and close a lot, and it's got guitar cleaner spray, guitar surface polish, a couple of cloths, one for the painted body part of the body, and one for the fretboard, and also a couple of special rags there, and some little cranny dust device tools as well. But anyhow, the cardboard box that this all came in, I do cram extra parts in there, was starting to get decrepit, so I used a Band-Aid, which is from a Band-Aid collection that I hope I'll never have to use, on the cardboard box, and I got that to be nice and stable. And then while I had it, I cleaned my old Washburn 1992 Washburn AB20, I believe it is. It might be an AB30 that my dearly departed wife gave me in 1992, and it was new then. So it's about 26 years old, and it looks like looks almost new. It's got some wear on it, and so it should, because I play it every night. That's the bass that sits next to my bedside, and when I need to play some music before I go to bed, or when I wake up in the morning, or between, you know, changing or whatever's going on, running the water, blah, blah. That's what I grab at, my old Washburn. So anyway, I clean that. While I was there, I decided to clean my candle trays all around the house. I burn a lot of candles. I make candles as well, totally amateurishly, for just internal use in the house and to give away to people I care about and love. And I decided to get all of the little mushroom bits from the collection of wicks. You know, they kind of mushroom out a little bit. You got to trim those down. And I had a pile of those and stick matches from the long winter. So a little micro spring cleaning there. And I got that all out and enjoyed that. And then I decided to nurse my seedlings, like I said earlier in this quick podcast, on what to do creatively for Neo Seniors on a dreary Sunday in the Lou. My seedlings are ready to be going in the ground, so they're starting to get less than seedling and more like little sprout, little plants, whatever, plantlets, whatever you want to call them. Obviously, I was a city boy. I don't know the name for plants between seedling and any other things. But anyhow, they're not sprouts for sure, but they got the leaves on them. But they get a little bit stalky, so I wanted to get those in the ground. But I decided to water those, move them around, make sure they have some sun. I have them on a bamboo tri-rack, and I wanted to move the top to the bottom and the bottom to the top again. So just cycling through, turn them around so the heliotropic doesn't make them lean one way or the other. And then I went down to my basement, have a turntable down there, and I decided to play some Glen Campbell music that I had listened to in forever. He was a very talented man, God bless him. Very talented guy. And Where's the Playground? Susie is one of my favorite songs. Don't ask me why, but it's about finding peace and finding yourself, I think. But anyhow, be that as it may, I spun a 33 of some Glen Campbell stuff. And while I was down there, I decided to test the efficacy, whether or not a floor cleaner, a polisher that I got for my acid washed cement basement floor, which we had acid washed 7 or 8 years ago after it flooded down there a little bit and got carpeting out of there. So it's a nice kind of industrial clean look, but it gets kind of dull. And I wanted to test this this washer polisher combination liquid. And so I got I got down on my hands and knees and tested on a couple of problem spots. And lo, the good stuff works great. So now I got another list on my honey-do list for whoever my honey is that's going to do that, because I don't want to do that kind of thing, but I know it's got to get done. So that led me to creatively creating a list of some stuff to do around the house that I think an intern or a young college student or an upper-class high school student around the neighborhood could perhaps do for me, more grunt work. Not that that's a bad thing, it's just not something I'm in the mood to do. And I want to spread it around a little bit. And then I'm thinking about putting in a little miniature Zen garden on the side of my pool area here. Nothing really big, but talked to some folks and they said, don't use sand because the cats in my neighborhood love the sand and they'll use it for a pissoir or whatever they call the cat litter dings in outdoors. So I don't want them. I love cats, but I'm allergic to them. But I don't want them peeing in my to be maybe Zen gardenish thing. So I'm probably going to go with gravel and minimal green things that are evergreens and all that. So I'm reading a book on Zen in your garden and creating sacred spaces, and making some bullet points of what I want to put into my Zen garden. I'll talk about that later in terms of features. Some other time. And then also all of this, and then I also bake some potatoes just to have a beautiful smell in the house. And I love potatoes with mustard. You know, with my nutritional hat on and Neo Seniors, potatoes are great food. They're not a fattening food. It's what we Americans put on them that make them fattening. So if you want to have a potato, nothing like a potato to make the house smell like a holiday, bake some potatoes. You want to put in the microwave, do that. We could talk about that more too someday. But potatoes are kind of zen, and the smell of a potato and eating a potato hot out of the oven with some coarse grain mustard on it, some no sodium Mrs. Dash, and some freshly ground black pepper is just an absolute delight to the senses and taste, and so good for you on the inside too. It's full of aqueous solutions. When you cut a potato, they steam. That means it's full of water. And you get all that water in you too, so those are just good things. But anyhow, so I kind of zenned out with my potato. See what's going on here. You know, I'm working with what's around me. Haven't spent any money. And then I decided to pick up my bass and work on coming up with a bass line for Baker Street song, an old Mr. Rafferty song, Baker Street. And I worked on that bass line. Especially the introduction, which I think is just one of the great riffs in rock and roll. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, that one. Da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyhow, I play bass better than I sing. Be that as it may, and all of this outburst of creativity on a dreary Sunday in the loo led me to reinforce the concept that I've been working on since I got over the age of 65, what I call the mini work sessions. I don't like to do, you know, 3 and 4 hour marathons and get my body all chunked up and then have to get up and stretch and all of that. So sometimes I'll do 75, 90 minute work sessions. I mean, I'm no snowflake, as they say these days politically. I don't mind doing some hard work and some long work, sustained work. It's good for us. But I also like to work with what I call just mini work sessions. 5 minutes working on a bass guitar line, 5 minutes testing the acid wash floor polish down in my basement, 5 minutes listening to some Glen Campbell music, maybe 3 minutes cleaning my candle trays on each floor of the house, so 6 minutes there. Band-aiding my guitar cleaning kit box, that was like a minute and a half. Zen bundling my dirty laundry, which will become a repetitive thing for me. I think it's kind of cool. That took me 2 minutes while I was discovering it. Sipping a little 50-50 decaf and real coffee and making a list of what I want to put in my Zen garden from my little Zen book that I'm reading. That took maybe 3 or 4 minutes. This podcast is now 11 minutes long. It's the most sustained behavior I had all day, and I hope you enjoy it, Neo Seniors. I just want you to know that I appreciate you, and also want you to know that we here at Neo Seniors Nation bring our citizens webinars, seminars, group and private in-person sessions, ongoing mentoring services, and podcasts like this one to improve, hopefully, your well-being and mindfulness. I want you to get at least one good thing out of any time I reach out to you in touch. And these are all free. Your podcasts are free. And we're going to have webinars launching around June 15th. Very modest fees of $6 to $10 for 6 to 8 hour focused webinars on mindfulness and a whole variety of series. You can hear about those in other podcasts. And visit our website at www.neoseniorswisdom.com. For now, just know this. Don't fret about getting creative with what you have in your house. We shouldn't let ourselves get bored. We shouldn't accept the fact that old dogs can't learn new tricks. We're made for new tricks. Hundreds of them, thousands of them. Short ones, long ones, deep ones, etc. Just like the old song says. Whatever the old song is. I'm an old song, I guess. We're all old songs. So keep on singing your old song, Neo Seniors. I'll be back at you soon. Bless you all on this dreary Sunday from the Lou in St. Louis. And I hope you got a little bit of Zen creativity out of this. And I feel better even just sharing it with you. So talk to you soon. Bye now.